We begin the current daf himself, Pesachim daf Pei Aleph. We begin on the bottom of Pei Amud Beis, two lines up from the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara continues in the middle of a discussion of the previous daf. And that is, we had on the Mishnah on Amud Beis of the previous daf regarding the halachas of Tumah. And that is, although there's a halacha of the tzitz, the plate that the Kohen wears on his forehead, the Kohen Gadol, that it's meratzeh, it's an atonement for the Tumah that happens, that will only work for the Tumah's basar. However, let's say regarding Karban Pesach, if there's a Tumas Haguf, if the person himself is Tumas, so we say regarding Pesach and Nazir, we say that they get pushed off. The Tzitz will not allow that Tumah to be passed, bypassed. Rather, that Tumas Haguf, when the person himself has a Tumah, then we say he cannot do it, and he'll have to do the Pesach Sheni, the Nazir will have to bring another carbon. However, the Mishnah concluded and said, there's an exception to the problem of Tumas Haguf, that the Tzitz will be Meratzah, and that's what's called as Tumas HaTahoim, which literally means the Tumah of the depth, which on some level that means when there's a doubtful Tumah, then we said that then that will be allowed even for a Tumas HaGuf. So if that was such a case where the person became Tummy, where this was a doubtful Tumah that no one had ever known about before, then even by Pesach and the Nazir, it will be Meratzah even for bodily Tumah, and they won't have to bring another Karban Pesach, and the same thing with the Nazir. On that, in the middle of the Gemara had a question from Rami Bar Chama regarding the Kohen. Does that same heter of Tumas HaGuf regarding the Nazir and the Pesach, does that apply just to the owners? Or is it anyone that's involved in that carbon and similarly for the Kayan? On that, the Gemara attempted to bring a raya from Reb Chiya's halacha, that he said, we only said this halacha, this heter of Tumas HaTahayim, only what he said, lemes bolvad, only for the Tumas of corpses. However, for other Tumas, not. Now, so the Gemara said, what Tumas would that be excluding? And that would sound like Tumas Sharetz, when it's from these different insects, these vermin that create and transmit Tumah, that it would not apply to Tumas HaTahayim. Now, in that, the Gemara said that L'chayri, that wouldn't apply to the owners, to the Bailim, because there is no problem for the owners regarding Karban Nazir being undoing his Tahara, because only mess undoes the Tahara of a Nazir. And the same thing for the Karban Pesach, someone that's bringing it, if he has Tumas Sharetz, we still bring the Karban Pesach on him. So for who would we say that would be excluding that the Tumas HaTahayim would not work if even definite Tumah wouldn't be a problem for the owner? The Gemara wanted to say, L'chaya, it would seem that it would be for the Kayin. That the Kayin, although we're allowing Tumas HaTahayim, it would be only for the Tumas of Mess, but not for Tumas Sharetz, because by him Tumas Sharetz would be a problem. And that the Gemara wanted to say would be a riot to that question. And that the Gemara says, no, that truthfully it's talking about the owners and it's talking about Karban Pesach. But what's it excluding when we say it's only for Tumas Mess, not Tumas Sharetz, because Tumas Sharetz is not problematic? Rather, it would be coming to exclude what's called Tumas Ziva. When the person has a certain discharge from his body, then he has to count 7 clean days. Then after the 7th day, then he brings his karbanos and then he becomes tar. So on the 7th day, where we're doubtful, we don't know if he's going to be tar that evening or not, that is what the Gemara wanted to say would be a tumas toim type of an element, where it's doubtful, no one can know what the situation is going to bring, if he's going to be tar or not. And that we would think to say that the tzitz would be meratzah regarding the owners of the Karban Pesach, because it's tumas toim. And that's what Reb Chiya is saying, that no, we only allow tumas toim regarding the halachas of mess, regarding a corpse, but not regarding this ziva state that the person's in. And therefore, if he's going to become tamei, it will undo and it will not allow that his Karban Pesach that he brought in this doubtful state to be kosher. That's where our Gemara begins and continues from that theme. And that the Gemara asks, that's Tumas HaTahayim. So you're telling me that regarding the Tumah of the depth, which is this doubtful, the Gemara on this daf will clarify exactly what does it mean, the doubtful, what type of doubtful Tumah is it, and that in the depth. However, regarding this Tumas HaTahayim, you're saying that it's Halach LaMoshe MeSinai, the Ziva Loi Meratza, that you said, okay, it will only work for Tumas a mess, if the owner became tummy from a corpse that wasn't known, and then there's this doubtful state over here that we say that it will work, even though it's a bodily tummy, we say usually it doesn't work, the Tumi Meratza, it will work in the Tumah of the depths. However, you're saying, but however, if this Ziva, this discharge that he has, for that Tumas HaTahayim, there is no heter of this Halach HaMashem Sinai. On that, the Gemara asks, but Tanya learned the Brisa that seems to contradict this that we're trying to interpret and to say, hey, it's not a raya to this part of the question of Rami Bar Chama to say it's referring to the Kayin, because really it's the owner, and what are we excluding when we say it's only for mess? It's excluding Ziva. However, we learned the Brisa, Rabbi Yisim Brisi says, Shemeris Yoim Keneged Yoim. Now, regarding there's the days of Ziva, when a woman, there's 7 and 11, in the sense that the 7 days, if a woman becomes tamei, then if she has a bodily discharge, then she has to go ahead and count 7 clean days. Then there's the 11 days in between those days, which in those days, if she sees one day, or 2 days, the halacha is what's called Shemer Siyam Kenegim. She has to count the day of clean for that impure days. When it's 3 days already, then she has to do again this whole Shibbos Nikim. She has to count 7 clean days. And the first 7 are not actually clean. You have to just count the 7 days, but she could be seeing Dam in all those days. So regarding this halacha, b'shemer siyam kineged yam, again, that she has to count 1 clean day. Sheshachtu v'zarku leho, that now they went and slaughtered and threw the blood of the Korban Pesach for her on the 14th of Nisan. We continue on top of Pe'alav and Alf. B'sheni shalom, we're talking about it's on her 2nd day that she saw already. So again, there's really three levels. There's the seeing it 1 time, seeing it 2 times, and seeing it 3 times takes it to the next level, which then requires Shabbos Nikim. She's going to be tummy for the next 7 days. But if you only see it for 1 or 2 days, then you're only in the state of Shemer Siyam Keneged Yayim. If you go through that day clean, then that night you're going to be tahar. So regarding this woman that is in her 2nd day, she's in a state of suffolk of doubt that maybe she's going to see again today, which will then combine with yesterday, and maybe she's going to see tomorrow, which then again is going to be 3 because she's on her 2nd day right now. She saw yesterday. She's being shemeris a day today, which means to watch, to make sure she's clean, so to speak, to make up for yesterday. So we don't know. Is she going to be clean and then by tonight, by the Seder night, she's going to be good? Or maybe she's going to see today and she'll see tomorrow. Then she'll be 3 in a row, which then makes her a complete Zava. Which again, she has to wait Shivas Nikim, 7 clean days. Now, however, again, if she doesn't see, she's going to be Tahar tonight. So this is Tumas Taim type of a state regarding Ziva that we just don't know what's going to be. The Achika, and they brought the Korban Pesach for her. And then she ended up seeing. And that Rabbi Yossi says, Einoi Cheles, she cannot eat the Korban Pesach because she has to wait the following day. Again, she's not 3 yet in a row, but there's 2. But however, there's still the halach of Shemer Siyam Keneged Yom, which means she still remains Tomei because she has to then, so to speak, prove herself for 1 day to see that she's going to be tar tomorrow. So she's still in a state of tumah and she cannot eat the Korban Pesach tonight. However, Upetur Melasas Pesach Sheni, she is exempt from having to bring the Korban Pesach on the 2nd time, on Pesach Sheni, on Ir. Now, my timer, what would the reason be for that? Why would she not have to bring, if we're saying that she's Tamei, and therefore wasn't allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, she can't eat it, why are you exempt? Lav Mishum, doesn't it make sense to say, and that is the Gemara assumes right now, and that is since at the time of the Shechita and the Zrika, there was this doubt, we didn't know what's going to be, is she going to have this discharge or not? The Meratza Tzitz, that the tzitz is meratza from the tumas hatahoyim, this doubtful tumah that was here, of ziva, and that is although retroactively it's revealed that she was tamei, that is this tumas hatahoyim came true that she was tamei. However, but why don't you have to bring the Korban Pesach? Because the tzitz is meratza on that, even regarding tumas haguf, as we said in our Mishnah. Yes, tumas haguf is a problem, but the tzitz is meratza. It creates that atonement for, although there was a problem of tumah done with it, we'll consider it as if it was good, as if it was done in the state of tahara. But of course, you can't eat it because you're tameh. So we said that's only the meis bovat. So we wanted to say, that's excluding ziva. But how could you say that if it seems clearly from Rabbi Yossi that it's not true? That he's saying that you are pater from a second Pesach. It must be because the tzitz is meratza on the Korban Pesach, and it's a good one, although she is in the state of tumah. And then the Gemara says, Amri, they said, Loi. It's not a riot. That's not going to disprove what we had answered, that it's not a riot to Rambam Chama's question, that is, we are excluding Ziva from the halacha of the heter of tumas hatahoyim. But rather, Mishum Diksover Rabbi Yossi's reasoning why he allows it to be a good Korban Pesach is because he holds mikanu lahabohi mitama, that she only becomes tummy from here on, and it doesn't work retroactively. And that is when a woman is counting a clean day for that 1 day before that she had seen a discharge of blood, that she counts part of that day, and then she immerses herself. She is already tahar from the tumah that happened yesterday. And when she ultimately sees that day again, it's not retroactively as we had assumed that it's going backwards. And when you did the Korban Pesach, you're right, at that point you had already counted a little bit and you tivled. But however, that doesn't help because now that you ultimately saw it, undoes everything. That's not the case according to Rabbi Yossi. He holds it only from here on. And yes, tomorrow she's going to have to count another day, Shemer Siyam. And therefore, again, by the time when the Zrika and the Shechita of the Korban Pesach was done, she was considered full-fledged as a Tahira. Now the Rabbanon, and that we had assumed in our question too when we were asking from Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbanon hold that no, that when she sees now on the second day, retroactively it's revealed that she's a Ziva. And it's one Tumah, and therefore, when the Shechita was done, this was in a state of doubt. And yes, of course, according to Rabbanan, you would have to make a Pesach Sheni, because again, it undoes what was done, and therefore there is a Tumas HaGuf. And we said that Tumas HaGuf, regarding this Tumas HaTahoim, although at that time it was a point of doubt, although it's later revealed that it's not, but that's what Tumas HaTahoim is, although we find out later that there was, but since we didn't know at that point, we would say Tumas HaTahoim says that it's Meratz that it's, but that doesn't work for Ziva, and we're sticking to that. Although Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to bring a Karban Pesach, well, if you don't have the Ritz of the Tzitz, why don't you have to bring a Karban Pesach? That's because he holds it's Mekan Labba. Doesn't work retroactively. When you did the Karban Pesach, you were good, you were Tahira. Although later on that day you see it, and now the next day you have to be Shemes Yom Keneged Yom. That's a new thing, which, as Rashi explains, the Gemara later on is going to ask, if according to Rabbi Yossi, every single day is ultimately its own Tumah, because once you go through a few hours into the day, you're already considered, you counted part of the day, and you're Tahar. And now, if you see again, then you become Tamei again, a new, separate Tamei. So how do you ever get to what we had described before as a Zava Gedayla, which means that when you see 3 days in a row, then they combine to make that you have to count now 7 clean days, Shabbos Nikiyim, but they don't combine. Every time it's a new one. It's not 1 plus 1 plus 1. You can never start adding because they don't combine retroactively. That the Gemara will discuss later on. However, the Gemara has maintained the teretz it gave before that, yes, when we said Tumas HaTahoim is only by mess, it's excluding Ziva, and although Rabbi Yossi says that you won't have to bring a new Karban Pesach, it's because he holds Mikan Labo. On that, the Gemara asks, V'atani b'we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi says, Zav Baal Shtei Re'iyas. Again, similar to what we were discussing just before, a Zav that had only seen 2 times, and that is because had he had already seen 3 different emissions, then he would not be able to be fit to eat that evening until he would count the 7 days and bring his carbon on the 8th day. So we're talking about that he only saw 2 times. Sheshachtu v'zorku lov b'shvi shaloi, that they slaughtered the carbon Pesach and they threw the blood for him on the 7th day. Again, he doesn't need the 8th day for the carbon because although he has to count 7 days, but he doesn't need carbon. That's only if he saw 3 times this emission that comes out of his body, which is ziva, which is different than the seminal emission, but it's a type of emission that comes out of his body that creates his tumah. Now, v'achar kachra, so they did this whole avoda and they did the carbon Pesach for him, and now he sees. Similarly, and this is the case that we're bringing what we need for the question we're going to ask on Rabbi Yossi. Then, a Shemeres Yom again, which is a woman that saw 1 or 2 days, and she's now counting the next day as a clean day to see that she's tar for that following evening. Now, on our 2nd day, she saw 1 day, she's on our 2nd day right now. They went and they slaughtered the Karban Pesach and they threw the blood for her. And then she saw dam. So these 2 individuals, they go ahead and they transmit tumah of Mishka B'Moshe, which means what they lay on and what they sit on. After they had tivled, this is mitamen l'mafreya. Retroactively, what they sat on, although they had already immersed at that point, and you would think that they're tar, but once they end up seeing on their 7th day or the woman on her 2nd day, it works retroactively, and now whatever she had sat on in the meantime, she thought she was tar, he thought he was tar, it's metam. And the reason is, because it demolishes the whole counting that was done up until now, and you're back to square one, as the Pasuk says in Yikra, Perek Tezvav, that you have to count Shivas Yamim, and you don't have the 7 days anymore. You never went to the end. You never completed that 7 days. You never completed the Shemeres Yamim, because before the day ended, you became tummy again. So that works retroactively. Now, from the fact that you see that even this is Rabbi Yossi saying this, that it works retroactively. So if you see the Tumah is working retroactively, yet in spite of that, he says, Upatur melasas Pesach Sheni, and he concludes the statement by saying that you're going to still be exempt from the Pesach Sheni. It's obviously that the reason why is because of the concept of Tumah Satahim, that applies even by Ziva. Because if it doesn't, but we are saying, till now we said, oh, it's not difficult. It starts from now. But when you did the Karban Pesach, you were really Tahar. You don't need to come on to Tumas HaTahim Heterim. But that's clearly not like that because he says it works retroactively. And if it works retroactively, then you were in a state of Tumas HaTahim. And then why wouldn't you have to bring another Karban Pesach? Obviously, not like how we had answered on the previous daf, that Tumas HaTahim of Ziva is also included in the heter of Tumas HaTahim. And therefore, again, we're back to the question about what is Tumas HaTahim of Mess excluding, if not the Kayin. And Rashi just says that the reason why we said the case of Mishkavis or Meshavis, the bed and what we sit on, is that's a special chiddush we're saying for Zav, because that's an Ava Tumah that's Metame, even people, and that's what a Zav is different from other Tumahim. But ultimately, what the Gemara is asking and proving is that Rabbi Yossi does hold that it is L'mafreya, and obviously it has to be, because you do say Tumah Satahim, that Heter, that it is going to be Tahar, and there is going to be a Ritz of the Tzitz, even regarding the Tumah of Ziva. And the Gemara says no. Army, they said, my L'mafreya, what does this mean when Rabbi says that the Tumah works retroactively? That is only Midrabbanan. That was Rabbinic, but Minatayra, it's not Metame, it only works from here on. And the same would apply for the Zav on the seventh day, and the same thing would be for the Shemir Siyam on our second day, that what's called Miktas Hayoim, part of the day, is already valid for the Sfira, for the counting that they need. So he's already, when they counted a little bit in the seventh day, it's already the 7 days. When she was already counting part of that day, therefore, it was already considered that day was counted. And therefore, regarding Karban Pesach, we do view her and him as Tahar, and that's why they don't have to bring another Karban Pesach. So although he says it does work retroactively, but that's really only rabbinic, and that's why it's not a problem for the halachas of Karban Pesach, it will be valid. As the Gemara says, and so too we find Rabbi Yishe holds this same concept, that this Tumah that Rabbi Yishe is saying is only a Tumah Midrabanan, and it's not Minatayra. And therefore, again, that still maintains our teretz we said before, that Tumas HaTohim of Ziva does not work. And this, the Rabbi Yisi is allowing it, that you don't have to bring another Karban Pesach, it's only because it holds Mekan Labo. To sound like we learned a Brisa, Rabbi Yisi says, Aval, however, and Rashi says, we don't know what this is, however, what this is talking about. However, the Brisa does say, however, Zav Shirah B'Shvi Shalai, that if a Zav sees, again similar to what the case we were just discussing by Rabbi Yossi, that a Zav that sees on his seventh day, so that demolishes everything that was done before, that all the countings that he had counted, would have to start over the count of 7 days again. Now, Rabbi Yechon said to Rabbi Yossi, lo yister ele yomai, that this that it says that you're going to be Seiser, you only Seiser that day, and that you count over another one more day, you don't have to count over all the 7 days. And the Gemara asked on Rabbi Yechon, on Meman of Shach. What do you mean? Either way, it's hard to understand what you're saying. Why on the seventh day, when he has a Re'iyah, that you're saying that, no, not demolish all 7 days, just count one more day. And that is, Iksav l'mafreyu humetame, if he holds. And this was the discussion we were having regarding, does it work retroactively or does it work from here on? If he holds that it works retroactively, and that we don't say that part of the day was already valid, and therefore he never concluded counting his 7 days, and therefore, if you see it would undo everything, then I feel a cooler nister. Then even all the 7 days it should undo, as the Pasuk says, of a Safalai Zayin Yom Latara, so you should count 7 days for the Tahara. That means there's one Tahara for all the 7 days. And that means that, as the Gemara Masechtas Nida, Naflam Gimel Amud Beis explains, that you shouldn't have any interruptions. But here, you're going to be counting, skipping, because what happens is you're going to say you had 6 days, one day you were tummy. Now count another day. That's 7 days. That's an interruption. That doesn't work. It has to be one Tara for all 7 days. And Iksav Mikan Labam Mitame. And if he holds that it's only from here on that he holds that, yes, the little bit of the 7th day that you counted was valid, and therefore he ultimately continued and he completed the counting of the 7th day, then Yeminami Loi Nister. Then he shouldn't even be undoing that 1 day. And what, as the Rashi explains, yes, when you have a Re'iyah, you do have a Chiv to wait, but it's like the first sighting of Ziva by a regular person that didn't have any Zivas beforehand, which that is only what's called the Tumas Erev. He just has to wait till the evening and he immerses himself and becomes Tar, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Nida, Naf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, that the first sighting of Zav by a Zav is just like, it's called Keri B'Alma. It's just like a semen that comes out. It's like Keri. It's not a problem. It doesn't have the same halachic status as we find regarding when someone has to count another day of the stira when he misses that. And therefore, what is this halacha that we're saying that you would have to count one more day? What is that one more day? It's not one more day. You just go to the evening and you're done. As it is by regular Zav that he sees. He doesn't have to count a full day. So what is this understanding? If it's retroactively, then undo everything. If it's from here on, then you don't even need 1 day. You just make it till the evening. Ella Ema, rather, that this is what Rabbi Yechon was saying. Lo yister v'lo yoyimai, what he meant to say was that, no, that you don't even undo even 1 day, even that day, you're not going to undo. And the reason is, as we explained before, because we say the concept of miktsas ayim kukulai, that since he had already gone through part of the seventh day that it was tar, although he ended up seeing, it was considered as if he completed it, and he's no more a Zav, and you're right, then he would be just like a new Zav, which is just like Kari B'Alma, and they would just have to wait till the evening. Now, based on this, the Gemara concludes. V'amalei, and this is the point that we're bringing from Rabbi Yishir. Rabbi Yishir told Rabbi Eichnan, Rabbi Yisi koi kavasach. Rabbi Yisi holds like you, because he also holds that mikanu laba, a person becomes tamei. And that is, and the proof to that is from the fact that he exempts a person from a Pesach Sheni, as the Gemara explains. But what do you mean? How could Rabbi Yishir be telling Rabbi Eichnan that, you know what, this that you're saying that if he sees on the seventh day, that it doesn't undo it. Not even that day it doesn't undo, because it's only Mikan La'ba, which means it does not undo it retroactively. And that is, Rabbi Yishir is telling him, Rabbi Yishir is the same thing, but Rabbi Yishir said, Mishka v'moshav l'mafreya. I understand you're trying to bring a proof that you won't have to bring another Karban Pesach, but he says it works retroactively. So if he says works retroactively, maybe it's based on the concept of Tomas HaTahayim, but how could he say it's based on the concept of Mikan La'ba? No, we could infer from Rabbi Yishir's statement that what is it? Why is it that it's when we say it's retroactively if he holds Mekan La'ba, and that's why you wouldn't have to bring a new Karban Pesach? Must be because it's rabbinic. So therefore we hear that Rabbi Yishir held that this L'mafri of Rabbi Yishir was only Midrabban. Again, that maintains the status that we had regarding the Teretz of the Gemara on the previous staff, that yes, when it says that the Tomas Taim will work only by Tomas Mes, it's excluding Tumas Ziva, and although Rabbi Yisi says that the Tumah will work retroactively, and yet the Karban Pesach, you won't have to bring a new one, it will be good, is because really Minatari holds its only Mikan La'ba, and this that he says L'mafreya is only Midraban. Now the Gemara concludes this halacha of Rabbi Yisi, that Ul Rabbi Yisi, and based on what he said, Hashd the Amar Mikan La'ba Hu Mitame, as we just explained the Gemara, that he says that the Tumah of Ziva is only from here on, and it's not retroactively. And hence, as Rashi explains, you're never going to have a case conceptualization of Tumas HaTahayim by Ziva. In other words, that it should be demolishing things that we're saying, oh, what was, we'll say that it's kosher, even though retroactively there is really going to be a Tumah. But since it was in a doubtful state at that time, what we call a Tumas HaTahayim, we weren't sure, is the person going to have a Riyah or not, we'll say that Tumas HaTahayim will say that it's going to be kosher, the karbanos that were done at that time. That doesn't, there is no such a case according to Rabbi Yisi, because he holds it's always Mikan La'ba. So there's no element of, let's say, there's someone on the seventh day, which would be the case that we had been excluding on the previous daf, which we said that, oh, although we allow for the owner to have Tumas Mes of Tumas HaTahayim, that although it's going to retroactively make him Tame, but since at that time it was a case of doubt, we'll say it will be good for the Karban Pesach. That doesn't apply contra Biesi regarding the Tumas of Ziva, because he holds that it's not going to be going backwards, it's only from here on. So then the question is returned, Lames Bulva, this that we said on the previous daf, again, that the Tumas HaTahayim is going to have a Ritzui, as this is what Reb Chiya said, only for the Tumas from a corpse. Lemu'utei Mai, what is that excluding? In other words, you have to say then that the as the Gemara had assumed before they had concluded that it's going to be excluding Tumas of Ziva, that it was excluding the Tumah of a Sheretz, and must be that it's talking about a Kayan, as the Gemara had proved before, because if it's in reference to the owners, as regarding the case of Tumas Mes, the Tumah of Sheretz does not impact the owner, not by Nazar, not by Karban Pesach, and therefore, since the halacha is saying that the Tumah of Tahayim is at least mutter regarding the case of mess, so therefore we find it must be saying that it's Tumah for the Kayan, as the Gemara says. So nifshe mina, so we should conclude from here, at least based on Rabbi Yisi's opinion, from Rabbi Chiya's halacha, that it's only for the Tumas HaMess, but not for what? Not, you can't say not for Tumas Ziva, because there is no Tumas Tahayim for Ziva according to Rabbi Yisi. So it must be excluding Sheretz. Now, as we just said, Sheretz has no application for the owners because they're not problems. Karban Pesach, you could bring it anyways. The Sheikh de Mazurkin al Karban Pesach. You can go ahead and bring it because tonight you're going to be in the state of Tara anyway. And there's no problem about Nazir because only Mes demolishes his Tara, as the Pasuk says, and not Sheretz. So it must be for the Kayin, we're saying that it only allows him by Mes, but not by Sheretz, which would be a problem for him. So Nifshim and Nedib Kayin, so we should conclude from here that regarding the Kayin, that's what it's talking about. V'huchrelei Tumas HaTahayim. And that it's permitted from the Tumas HaTahayim, and therefore that will resolve the question that was posed by Rambam Chama on the previous daf: does the Tumas HaTahayim as a heter apply only to the owners or even to anyone involved, including the Kohen? And then the Gemara says, Ami, they said, no. La'olam b'bayilam b'pesach. Truthfully, we're told by the owners, and it's in reference to Karban Pesach. But Riksaver, however, B.C. holds, as the Gemara had alluded to this on the previous daf, that Ein Sheikh the Mazurk and Altamei Sheretz, there are two different opinions. And as we had been saying, that it was only a problem for it to be the owner, if you hold it Sheikh the Mazurk and that you could slaughter and bring the Karban Pesach, even if you have a definite Tumei Sheretz, because by the evening you're going to be tar, Rabbi Yisi is of those that hold that, no, you cannot go ahead and slaughter the Karban Pesach for someone that's a Tumei Sheretz. And therefore, we would assume, if we weren't excluding it from the Brais of Reb Chia, that Tumas HaToyim would also push away that problem of Tumas Sheretz. And that's why we needed Reb Chia's halacha to tell you that no. Tumas HaToyim will not allow the Tumah of Sheretz, and because since Tumas Sheretz is a problem, even Tumas HaToyim of a bodily Tumah of Sheretz would be a problem, and you would not be able to bring a Karban Pesach. It only works for Tumas Mes Bovat. Now the Gemara asks in general, as we had already alluded to it earlier, El Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yosi, Zav Gemur Heich Mishkachasla, how do you ever have what's called a complete Zav? Which means to say when she sees 3 days in a row, then we count them together, and now we say, oh, now it's not just Shemeres Yamim, I don't have to just count one day. You got to count 7 clean days, Shivas Nikiyim. But the problem is, since every day, just a few hours or whatever it is, a little bit amount of time, that you're clean, that already is accounting. So you already had your Shemeres Yom. And when you become Tameh now on the second day, it's a new thing. So every day is its own day. If every day is its own day, so it's not 1 + 1 + 1 is 3. It's 1, that then there's 1, then there's 1. Because each one is not working. They're not combining. They're not compounds. Because it always starts anew. It's always Mekan Laba. So how do you ever have that parsha of the Zavah Gemura? Then the Gemara gives two approaches. Either b'shefas, either that it's a complete flow, for the entire 3 days she was flowing, that there was no counting of nikias whatsoever, there was no cleanliness, because she had a constant flow, so therefore, of course, then they're going to combine. Ibo, if you want, you could say, kigoin shirasa kol shnei ben hashmasha. So even if it wasn't a complete flow for all 3 days, but she saw for the entire period of twilight for 2 days. And that is, the beginning of the days were always in the state of Tuma, which therefore you don't have a Safra. She doesn't have a Safra, she doesn't have a counting of cleanliness when the day started because it was already starting in the state of Tuma. And as Rashi explains, it's enough with 2 twilights, 2 Bein HaShemashes, because then you're going to have 3 days in the combination. He says, for example, let's say we'll start off with Bein HaShemashes of Erev Shabbos on Friday. So you have the end of Friday and the beginning of Shabbos, so that's 2 days. And you have Bein HaShemashes of Matzah Shabbos, which is the end of Shabbos, and the beginning of Sunday. So that is 3 days. And also, you don't have the beginning of any day Tahar to be the beginning of the counting. Because if the beginning of the day would start already that she didn't have a Re'iyah at that time, then there would already be somewhat of a stop. Oh, you're Tahar, you already did your Shemeres Yom, and then it would start again. So therefore, it has to be at least by Bein HaShemashes so that when it's starting the next day, you're still in that Tumah. You don't have the Besafrala as interruption. And since the day started like that, so that day was already Tumah. And therefore, when you're starting from Friday and Shabbos, that's 2. And into Sunday, which again, Sunday, you never had a time to be tar because it started already in the morning like that. That's 3. That will make her into Zavah Gedayli, even according to this opinion of Rabbi Yosi. Now the Gemara continues discussing this halacha of Tumas HaTohim, about this Tumah of the depths, to understand the halachic parameters from it, and to what does it apply. So, Bayer of Yosef, Yosef asks the following question. Koin hamaratza b'tamid. Regarding a koin that's providing the atonement, he's bringing the carbon tamid, and this is something that applies the entire year. The question is, huchulei tumas hatohim oiloi. Do we say that for him also there is this heter of the tumah of the depths, or not? And that is, as Rashi explains, this question was really based on 2 different opinions together. And that's what the question applies to. And that is, according to the one that holds, first of all, Tumah Dchuyah B'Tzibah, which means to say Tumah is not carte blanche that you're allowed to do it, carbon sib in the state of Tumah. It's only if we have to, with great difficulty, we allow it to be done. And therefore, Rabbi Yosef's question was, would we require ourselves to find a kind that's Tahar? And that is because he ultimately has a Tumah HaTohim. Or do we say that no, Tumah HaTohim is permitted, and therefore we wouldn't have to go ahead and find a kohen that's tahar. Additionally, this is according to one that says later on that the Tumas of Tahaim provides a ritz of the tzitz for the Nazir and the Isa Pesach, who we're going to try to learn that Tumat from there, even initially. That is, even if you found out a bit about it before the Zrika of the Dam, it's still we're going to allow you to do it if it's Tumas HaTohayim. So that was a question regarding the Tumit. Is that going to have the same halacha that we know he has a Tumas HaTohayim? And therefore, although we say Tumat Choyi B'Tzibur, however, do we still allow you initially to go ahead and do it just like by Nazar and Pesach? As the Gemara explains, Im Tim Tzalema, if you say Koyin Hamaratza B'Karbonis, saying that the Koyin that provides the Ritza of their Karbonis of Shal Nazar B'Yisa Pesach, of the Nazar and the one that does the Pesach, that Hutrulay Tumas HaTohayim, that it's permitted for him this Tumas HaTohayim, which was the question that we had posed of Rami Bar Chama, do we say that that it applies to the Koyin too? So if we say that it applies to the Kayan that does it there, however, that's maybe by Nazar and the one that does the Pesach. However, Kayan HaMaratza B'Tomen, what would the halacha be regarding the Kayan that's bringing the atonement of the carbon atonement that's brought every single day? And that is me, Amrina, do we say, Ki Gemiri Tumas HaTayim B'Pesach, when did we say that we have this halacha L'Mei Shemei Sinai of the Tumas HaTayim of the depths? That's by carbon Pesach. But B'Tomen Lo Gemiri, we don't have that by the carbon Tumas. Maybe we would learn the halachas that apply the Karban Pesach, and that is that we allow the Tumas HaTohayim, possibly even for the Kohen that's providing the Ritzui, and that the same would apply to the Karban Tumit, and we would learn Tumit from Pesach. On that, Omer Rabbi says, Kavachayim, most definitely, that if we say that the Kohen that's bringing the Karban Pesach, that it's permitted for him the Tumas HaTohayim, for sure the Karban Tumit. And he says, because Umar B'Makam, if we find in a place, that where a definite known tumah is not allowed, which means to say, for example, like by the Nazir and the one that's bringing Karban Pesach, if he's only an individual, that's tumah, but the majority of the Jewish people are tar, which those are karbanos yachad of individuals, where the halacha is that they can't go ahead and bring it in the state of tumah, they're going to have to go ahead and wait till Pesach Sheni, wait till his tar, and that he could bring his Shami Nazir. However, yet in spite of that, the halacha tells us that when it's this Tumas HaTohayim, then they are allowed to. If so, makam shehutrulay tumah yadua, in a place where it is permitted, even definite known tumah, which is in the case of a carbon tumit, which is a carbon tzibur, which again, in a place where there are no tahirin, and therefore we continue on tumit bays, so ain't a din, so isn't it a kavachayim, isn't it most definite shehutrulay Tumas HaTohayim, that the tumah of the depth, this case would be mutter for the total heter for the case of the carbon tumit, even if there are tahirin, because we allow that by Nazar and the Pesach too. Therefore, the same thing should apply in this case. Although tumah is dchuyah b'tzibur, we would generally go ahead and find a kohen that's tahar. But here, there is no problem. It's a total heter, just like we find that heter that you allow to go ahead and do this zrika by the Pesach and the Nazar. Most definitely tumit, where there are even times when there's a tzibur that there are no tahirin, that you can even do an indefinite state of tumah. So Ami, they said to Rabba, wait a second, could we go ahead and apply this halachic principle of kal v'chaymer mehalacha from a halacha l'mayshem Sinai? For example, this case of what we're talking about of a grave of this tumas hatayim, of the tumah of the depths, which we say that there's this halacha l'mayshem Sinai by Nazir and the one that brings the carbon Pesach. So then you're trying to say that, oh, if over there, most definitely by tumid, but Vatani learned the Braisa that it seemed clear that you cannot learn a kal v'chaymer principle from something that itself is halacha l'mayshem Sinai. And that is, this, as Rashi explains, is halacha l'mayshem Sinai. And that is because Tumas HaTohayim, the tumah of the depths, this that it's mutter, is not because of just doubt. And, oh, it's doubtful, so then we say that's tahar, and therefore you're going to say, so therefore, if we know that by a case of doubt, then we allow it, but when it's definite, we don't. So most definitely in the case, where even when it's definite, we allow it. So most definitely, which is by the carbon tumah, by carbon tzibur, most definitely that when it's going to be this doubtful, for sure it's going to be tahar. That's not true. It's not because that we didn't know. The halacha, as we're going to find, is because that at the time that it became tumah, this was what's called a tumas hatohayim that no one in the world knew about it. And therefore, even if we ultimately end up knowing that it was a definite tumah, doesn't make a difference, it will still be tar, and that's a halacha l'mayshem Sinai, as we learn in the Braisa. Now this Braisa that we're going to quote is machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva and Masechtas Nazir. That there, the halacha is mentioned as follows. Regarding a revius of dam, of blood, the halacha is said that a Nazir, someone that has an oath not to take of wine and he's not supposed to become tamei, and if he ultimately ended up coming in contact with tumah, so he has to do giluach, has to shave off his hair, or the whole process. If he comes in contact with a revius of dam, he does not have to be megalech to take off his hair if he had touched it or had carried it. That's the halacha that's mentioned over there. And that Rabbi Kiva said, what do you mean kal v'chaymer? if what's called the etzim kesa'ira, a bone the size of a barley corn. With that does not convey tumma to a person if he's in the same tent as it. Yet the nazir will do giluach if he touched it or if he carried it. If so, Sir Reb Kiba says, by revius of dam, which that conveys tumma even in the oihel, isn't it a kal v'chaymer that the nazir should have to do giluach to shave off his hair if he touched it or carried it? Because it's more chamer. And therefore, if a nazir has to do it for something lower, like a etzim, like a bone of a sa'ir, of a barley corn, most definitely for a revius adam, which is even stronger and conveys tumma in the oil. And that is where our Gemara continues that quote. On that, Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said, Akiva, wait a second. Etzim kisa'ir, this halacha, that a nazir has to go ahead and shave off his hair for touching or for carrying a barley corn, that's a halacha. That's a halacha l'meisha m'sinai. It's a tradition passed down from Meisha from Har Sinai. It's not written in the Torah. Revius dam. However, this halacha of a revius of blood that you want to learn out from this barley corn of this bone is through a process of a kal v'chaymer. Ve'ein dan kal v'chaymer mehalacha. We do not learn a kal v'chaymer from a halacha l'meisha m'sinai, only for something that's written explicitly in the Torah. And therefore, this is difficult to Rabbah, because Rabbah wanted to say, yes, of course, there's going to be this ritzui of the tumas ha'tahayim by the karmen tamid. Kal v'chaymer from the case of tumas ha'tahayim from Nazir and Pesach. But the problem is that there's a heter of tumas ha'tahayim of a ritzui of it sits by Nazir and Pesach is halacha l'meisha m'sinai. You cannot learn a kal v'chaymer from halacha l'meisha m'sinai. So again, so we're back to the question. Would it provide a ritzui by the karmen tamid? Do we learn that tumid from Pesach or not? Elamar Rava, rather Rava says that it would provide a ritzui, but not because of a kal v'chaymer, but rather yalav mayada mayada mipesach. We learn that, whereas the Gemara on the previous daf had explained that it says mayada by Pesach, it says mayada by Tamid, so therefore that Gzeir Shavah compares the two, and therefore that's how we know it, not based on a kal v'chaymer, but rather just like we find by Karban Pesach, there's going to be a ritzui of the tzitz by Tumas HaTaim, so too by a Karban Tamid, that if we say that by the Kain it works by Pesach, it's going to work for the Kain for the Karban Tamid too. But now the Gemara asks again a general question. The Tumas HaTohim Gufa, we had been mentioning this, a concept of the Tumah of the depths, that although generally Tumas HaGuf is problematic, there's no Ritz of the Tzitz on that, but for the Tumas HaTohim, this Tumah of the depth, it will provide a Ritz. Now the Gemara asks, this concept that we said that it's permitted by the Nazir and someone that brings a Karban Pesach, Heichik Siva, where is this written? Now Rashi clarifies. He says that this question was asked in the Beis Medrash before this question of Rav Yosef that we had just been discussing. And that is in the times of Rav Yosef, they already knew the conclusion of this question that the Gemara is discussing now, that the Tumas HaTohim is a what's called Gemara Gemirla. It's Halacha Meshem Sinai. And that's why they asked, and that was the response to say, hey, wait a second, you can't say a Kal V'chaymer from a Halacha Meshem Sinai, because the Gemara already knew that. But that was already post the conversation that the Gemara is going to have right now. So the Gemara now doesn't know the source of Tumas HaTohim, that it's a Heter for Pesach and Nazir. So what is the source, the Gemara asks? And then the Gemara brings three approaches. Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, Amakra, there's a pasuk in Bamidbar that says, V'chiyamus mes olav, that regarding the Nazir, that if there's going to be someone that dies on him, what does that mean, olav on him? B'mechuveres olav, it means that when it's clear to him, which means to say definite tumma of mes, yes, that's going to be a problem. But if it's tumma satayim, this doubtful tumma that wasn't known, that will not be a problem for the tumma saguf of the Nazir, and his carbon will be okay. On that, the Gemara says, "What Ashkecha Nazir?" So that worked very well for Nazir. Isa Pesach. No, where do we know that Tumas Tem works for Karm Pesach too? On that, Rabbi Yechanan, he says, "A second source, Amakrat says, the pasuk in Bamidbar, Baderech Recheiku Lachem, that the pasuk says that if someone's going to be Tamei Lo Nefesh, Oy Baderech Recheiku Lachem, if someone, when it's time to bring the Karm Pesach, he's either ritually impure or he's very far away, and therefore he can't bring the Karm Pesach." Now that word lechem, that to you, Rashi explains, not going just back on rechek lechem, on the road far from you, but it's even going back on tame, that to you, which means b'mechuveres lechem, when it's clear to you that is this is a definite tuma, then it's going to be a problem of bringing the Karban Pesach. But if it was this tuma satayim, this doubtful, then his Karban Pesach will be good on the first Pesach. A third source the Gemara brings, Rav Shimon ben Lakasham, he says, kederech. Regarding the Karban Pesach, he says a little differently than Rabbi Yechanan, not based on Lechem, but he says, as the road. And that is, we compare these two components, the one that's tamei lenefesh and the one that it's on a derech, rechaika, that is mad derech b'kali, just like a road is open for everybody. It's revealed. Everyone sees it and knows it. Aftumah nami b'kali, so too the tumah has to be revealed. But if it's tahaim, if it's in the depths that people don't know about it, then that will not be a problem for that person's karban pesach, and it will be a valid karban pesach. So that's three sources to tell us, one for nazir and two for karban pesach, how we know that tumas tahaim will provide a ritzah for that person's karban pesach. Now the Gemara asks, Meisvei, well, it seems to contradict from a braisa all these three sources. Because the Braisa says, Izehu tumas tahaim. What is this tumah of the depth that we said is permitted for the nazir and the one that brings the karban pesach? So the Braisa says, Kol shelo hikur ba echad b'seif ha'olam. That is, if no one knows about this tumah in the entire world. However, hikur ba echad b'seif ha'olam, if one person in the world knows about this tumah that it's here, in the tumah satam, that's already not the tumah of depths. Because tumah of the depth means to say that nobody knows, and then that's something that has a heter. On that, the Gemara asks, on all three opinions, l'rbalaza da amu b'mechuberes ala avakran, l'rbalaza that he said, that it has to be clear to him, to the Nazir. Sa'adi yadahu. That's until he knows. But as long as he doesn't know, that would already be valid as a Tumas HaTahayim. And yet the Braisa is saying that even if one person at the end of the world knows, it's already undoing the Tumas HaTahayim. L'Rabbi Yechon Adam Alu Lachem B'mechuberes Lachem. According to Rabbi Yechon, that he said that for Karban Pesach, when it's a problem, it's only if it's clear to you. That's Adi Yadi Batrein. So that's plural. That's until two people know. But if one person at the end of the world knows, that's not a problem. It has to be two. And the B'shim ben Lakish, Tomek Kederach, and for sure, according to the B'shim ben Lakish, that he says that it's like a road, Adi Yadi Kuli Alma, that it's going to be considered Tumas HaTahaim until the entire world knows. If there's even one that doesn't know, so it's already not like a Kederach where everyone knows, that would already be Tumas HaTahaim. So how do these three opinions resolve with that price? Rather, the Gemara says, not like all these three sources, rather, Tumas HaTahaim, Hechasa Gemirla. The halacha of this concept, that if someone has a tum of the depths, that it's going to be a ritz of the tzitz for Nazir, and that the one that brings the Karban Pesach is halacha l'Meisha b'Sinai. It's something that was passed down from tradition from Meisha by Har Sinai. The Krah, and these three psukim that we brought that seem to have been sources, asmach de b'yama, that's just considered a support, an allusion that we find in the Pesach, but that's not the real source. The real source is halacha l'Meisha b'Sinai. Now the Gemara brings different qualifications and parameters in this halacha of Tumas HaTahayim. So I'm a Mar Baravashi. Says, Loi Shana, we did not learn this halacha that the tzitz, what the Kohen Gadol wears on his forehead, that it provides an atonement for the Tumas HaTahayim of the Nazir and the one that brings the Karban Pesach, that was Ela Shanoidu Loi La'achar Zrika. That's only if after this, the blood of the Karban Pesach or the Nazir was thrown, then you're going to say, Dechi is Dirk Dam, Shaper is Darek, that when the blood was thrown, it was okay, you know, after the fact of a noydu leilaf nezrika, but if you found out beforehand that you were tamei from a tama of a tahaim, then leimaratza will not provide an atonement. You're not allowed to go ahead and do that. That the Gemara asks, we learned the brisa, hamoitzi meis mushkev l'rachve shel derech. If you find a corpse that was laying across the width of the road, and this person had passed through that road, and it's impossible that he didn't touch it or move it or go over it and have the halacha of oil, he definitely came in contact with this corpse that was along the width, the entire width of the road. So then the halacha is l'truma, regarding eating truma now, tamei. We view him as tamei, and that's because there was no heter of tumas HaTahayim to eat truma. Now, this is only if it was along the width of the road. If it would be along the length of the road, then there wouldn't even be a tumas of a tahayim, and then yes, that would be okay for truma, because that would only be a suffix tumah by truma, which is suffix tumah b'shus harabim, is going to be tahar. However, this is along the width, is tamay for truma. However, the nazar of oisa pesach tar. Regarding the nazar and the oisa pesach, as we said, since this is a tumas of tahayim, they will be tahar. Now, the Gemara concludes the question. Generally, when we say when someone is tamei or tahar, lahabahu, we're saying that it's something for the future tense. And therefore, what it sounds like is that it's even going to be permitted before the zriku is saying, for this, he is tahar, which means to say that now you can go ahead, and as if he's a tahar, to go ahead and do the zriku. But that's not like what Mar Bar Vashi had just said, that it will not work before zriku. So the Gemara says, Eli'iyat mahochiyat. Rather, if you want to say his statement, it was said as follows, that Amma Mar Bar Vashi, as the Braisa has said, that loitema, don't say, what he was saying is not, he wasn't saying don't say, he was saying don't say noy de loy la'achar zrika hu demiratza, don't say that it's only if it was after the zrika, then the ritzi of tumas atoim of the tzitz will work, avo noy de loy lefnei zrika lemiratza, but that you would think to say if you found out before this throwing of the blood, then it wouldn't, and you wouldn't be able to do it. No, that's not the case. Ella, afila noy de loy lefnei zrika lemiratza, no, even if you found out about it before the zrika, it would provide a ritzi, as the brisa does say. So now the Gemara continues on this. Gufo, we learned in the Braisa, and now the Gemara brings the entire text to the Braisa. Hamoitzi meis mushkev l'rach v'shadecha. If someone finds a corpse laying along the width of the road. So then we said l'truma tameh, for the halach of truma yutameh, because there is no het of tumas atayim for truma. However, l'nazir v'yisa pesach tar. Regarding those two, that is the halach of l'mashar mishinah that we know that is tar. And now this, the Braisa qualifies. When did we say this? She'en lo makom la'aver. That there was no way to get by. And that is, this corpse took up the entire width of the road. Now, regarding Nazir and Pesach, although that this is definite tumah that someone came in contact with, however, since at that time, when the person had gone by, it was, quote, a tumah satahim, and that is because no one at that time in the world knew about it. So even though later they find out about it, but as if it was after that he had already slaughtered his carbon, the halacha Moshe Messina is that you're allowed to go ahead and throw the blood. So that's the qualification. However, if there was space to get by, then afle trumatar, then as we had mentioned before, then even for truma, the person would be considered tar, because that's what's called suffic tumah b'shus ram. That is, even when you find out about it, that, oh, he was there, but that's not still definite. We don't know because there was room to get by. And doubtful tumah in the public area as a road, halacha is svekei tar, that doubt is considered tar, so therefore he would be tar. Now, on that, the Braisa says, b'med v'amrum, again, the qualification. When did we say, however, that when he takes up the entire road, that then the person for truma is considered tameh? Again, that's only shematzi shalom. That's only if he found the corpse as whole, intact, of meshubu mefarik, but if it was broken and dismembered, then tahar, then the person would be tahar. And the reason is, Shema bin Aprakamav, and maybe he did go between the pieces. And again, it's still now at the most a doubtful tumah, and doubtful tumah shosram is tahar, even for truma. However, ubekever, if it's a grave, if it's a tomb, afila meshubim afurik tameh, then for truma, then even if it is broken or dismembered, he would be tameh. And the reason is, because the grave combines the entire area. And that is, the entire grave conveys this tumah of oil. When you pass over it, there's the tumah of oil, even for the empty parts of the grave, as the pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Yutes says, oy bakever, as the Gemara darshins, that comes to include the entire kever. So therefore, in that case, even if it's dismembered, he would become tumah. Now again, the Braisa qualifies as b'mediv u'mamun, but when did we say that when it's broken or dismembered that he is tahar? That's only b'mahalach b'raglov. That's only if he was walking. So then we said that maybe he was able to get through. Of a ton, but if he's carrying a load, a yirachav, or he's riding on something, then tameh, as the Braisa explains. L'fisha mahalach b'raglov, because when you're walking, so then as we said, efshe shalo yigav lo yol, maybe you didn't touch, maybe you didn't go over, maybe he got through. Of a ton, a yirachav, but when you're carrying something or you're riding, it's not possible not to touch or not to have gone over it, because definitely you get off balance when you're riding or when you're carrying something. So most definitely you either touched or you went over the pieces of the corpse, and therefore then you would be tameh. Now again, the Braisa qualifies. When did we say that regarding Nazir and someone that brings a carbon pesach that he is tahar? That's b'tumas hatahim. That's, as we said, that's only regarding this tumah of the depth. Of a tumah yudua, but regarding tumah that was known, and that is somebody knew that this person was buried here, then tameh, then the Nazir and the Pesach would be tameh, and their carbon would not be good. Now the Braisa wants to know, ve'eza hi tumas atoim, so what is the tumah of the depths that is not tumah yudua? And this is what we had mentioned before, is called shalei hikur, but echad b'seivoyim, that nobody in the world ever knew about this, in this world right now, no one knows, that's considered tumas atoim. But if there's somebody in the world that knows about it, that's not considered tumah of the depths. As the Braisa explains what type of cases of either category it would be. Let's say you find this corpse that was buried in straw, ba'ofer in the earth, or betrayus from rocks. Now, hareza tumas atam, that would qualify, again, if nobody knows about it, as tumah of the depths, because this is something that's covered from everybody. And that is because maybe a pile of rubble, or earth, or straw fell on this dead person, and nobody ever knew, that this person was buried over here. However, b'mayim, if you found the corpse in water, b'afela, in the dark, b'nikike asloim, in the crevices of a rock, ein zeh tumas hatam, that would not qualify as a tumah of the depths. And the reason is because this is not a tumah that's covered and cloaked from the world, because someone that would just look, if he looked very clearly, he would be able to see it. And therefore, the halacha Moshe Messina was not said only again by a tumah that's in, quote, the depth. And what that means is that it's concealed from the entire world. There's no way that someone could have known in the case when no one knew. Whereas here, since people could know, it's just because it's dark or because it's murky that you... But however, since you could, that would not be considered tumas hatahim. V'loyamru, and this is what the Braisa concludes, that we did not say the heter, tumas hatahim, ela lames bofad. And even when there is that no one in the world knew, we only said it for the tumah of corpse, and that is, as we explained previously, that's excluding tumah of sheretz, tumah of ziva, that those things we did not allow the heter of tumas hatahim, it was only lames bofad, and lenazir, and for Pesach. Now we continue with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnahis about the halachas of tumah by the carbon Pesach. So the Mishnah says, Nitma sholim erubay, if the entire carbon became tameh, or even if the majority became tameh, then surfin oyster lifnei habir. So what do you do with that? It's obviously not valid. You have to go ahead and burn it in front of the bira, which is a reference to the entire Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara is going to explain why you go ahead and you burn it dafka necessarily in front of the Beis HaMikdash. And you do it mi'atzei maracha, from the wood of the pyre that's there on the by from that's used by the Mizbeach. However, nitma mi'uta, if only a small amount of the carbon pesach became tameh, and also v'hanoyser, regarding the leftovers of a regular carbon pesach, even one that's tahar, so those surfer noyser b'chatzre, saying those they could burn in their courtyards, oyagage, saying, or on their roofs, mi'atzei atzman, and then they use their own wood. The Mishnah says, however, hatzaikonon, those that are misers, the stingy ones, Surfin Oisei, they burn even when it's a little amount of the carbon pesach that became tameh, or they're leftovers from the carbon that now it's nice and you have to burn it. They do it lifnei habir in front of the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason is, b'shvil ahonas matzam recha, because they want to enjoy, they want to get pleasure out of the woods of the fire that's used from the Beis HaMikdash, and they don't want to use their own woods. Now, the Gemara asks, my time, what is the reason that this has to be burnt in front of the beer in front of the Beis HaMikdash? That the Gemara says, Rabbi Yisrael Rechanina, k'dei levayshon, to embarrass these people that they violated in a sense of tahara for the carbon, or because they didn't consume the entire carbon pesach and thereby brought it to this prohibition of nicer, and therefore we say you have to do it in front of everybody, in front of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a way of embarrassing them, and that's a way of so to speak, an atonement for this problem of violating the tahara status and of not consuming the entire carbon pesach.